ABC Radio Sydney.
Hope you're having a great Monday morning so far. When you think of a war memorial, you've probably got something in mind like the obelisks that list the names of those who died in perhaps in World War I or World War II. The design that's being put forward, though, for a new war memorial in the Domain is quite stunning. Premier Chris Minns and the Veterans Minister David Harris are this morning unveiling this design in the Domain, honouring the most recent war veterans. There are almost 130,000 veterans living in New South Wales alone who have served in the past few decades. It's the same location of Sydney's first Anzac Day service back in 1916. That's where we're talking about in the Domain. Also in attendance, though, this morning is the man behind the design, the architect Billy Maynard, who has come up with this. I'm delighted to say he's here. Very good morning to you, Billy.
Good morning, Hamish.
It's a really stunning design. It caught our eye when we looked at it in the early hours of this morning. Can you just describe it for those that haven't seen it?
Of course. It's on a very shallow slope facing east in the Domain, and it's encircled by a series of beautiful mature trees. We've got a fig and an angophora. I'm actually standing under the angophora now waiting for the premiere. And essentially it's a ring of cast brass pieces with inlaid stone. So it takes the materiality of traditional war memorials and refigures it in a kind of a contemporary space where families could gather, and less a ceremonial space, but more almost like a picnic area.
Yeah, why have you gone away from the more traditional type of war memorial? I guess, you know, when we say war memorial, we can all conjure an image. It's a very particular thing. What is it that you have, what's inspired you to think differently about it?
Look, I think the thinking has changed so much since, for instance, the Cenotaph at Martin Place or the Anzac War Memorial, from being a place only for veterans to now being a place for veterans and their families. And that thinking was briefed to us by the reference group and the steer committee. And we really lent into that as being not a ceremonial space that only acknowledges the sacrifice of veterans, but the sacrifice of families. And you see that come out kind of post the Royal Commission and lots of other things I'm sure you've seen in the media. And we want to acknowledge it as a space less of ceremony, but more of contemplation and healing.
Yeah, why do you think that's important, the contemplation side of it? I guess I'm curious about that.
Look, I think there aren't many places in our kind of public domain that we can have these kind of moments of contemplation and reflection. Many places are kind of programmed, let's say. They're places that kind of make you do a certain thing. But I think if there are these moments of repose, particularly in nature, I think they're really important for our national consciousness to remember sacrifice of the families and veterans.
I was interested to read as well that you actually collaborated with a Hazara, Sydney-based artist, Karim Ali. What did he contribute to your thinking about this?
Oh, it's been an extraordinary collaboration and a real watershed for myself and the landscape architect, Sue Barnsley. Karim's contributed this incredible lived experience to the project. Karim mostly migrated from the Uruzgan province to Quetta, where his family moved as a Hazara minority. And he has he brings references that we couldn't have brought ourselves. He's brought into it the idea of the Afghan lunar calendar, the idea of stupas being places of niches and carved spaces that we've kind of reinterpreted through our brass castings, as well as kind of, I guess, the big idea of the memorial, which I didn't mention earlier, was that it is almost like a gimbal, the idea that a bit of land has been tilted to create a space of stability. And Karim kind of took that, you know, very naval military reference and reframed it through cultural references that he brought to the project.
Did the particular conflicts that you're reflecting on here shape it in some way? Obviously, he's Afghan, and that's the major conflict, I suppose, of the last few decades that Australia has been engaged with. But it's not the only conflict that's been represented here.
No, not at all. It's a universal memorial, and it's open-ended. Obviously, it starts with the conflicts of 1990 and moves forward to today in an open-ended way. The idea being that when you visit this memorial, it doesn't overlay on you one conflict to remember. In fact, it's completely open-ended and is a place that I can imagine for, you know, veterans of Rwanda, veterans of Timor-Leste, all of the Middle East operations, it can be a place for all of them. And that was very important to us while designing it.
I'm talking to Billy Maynard, who's the architect behind this design for a new war memorial in the Domain. I mean, a very blunt, maybe uncharitable way of describing it is a large circular park bench. Where is the detail? Where is the, you know, if we're wanting to reflect on individuals or specific periods of time, you mentioned the brass castings.
Yes.
Where will that be positioned?
Well, look, to answer your question in a different way, I like to think of this memorial as being visible at multiple scales. So you can read it from a distance, as you're right, just a circle of grass. You come closer and it becomes this beautiful carved bench. But as you become closer again and start to read the detail, you slowly realise the craft that has gone into this project. And it's an amazing story about dying New South Wales craftsmanship and trades and guilds. So we're working with a pattern maker in Taree, Chris Nicholson of Forest Furniture, who's carved the most incredible timber moulds, which are then given to Camcast, this third-generation foundry in Goulburn, who you can't actually learn foundry skills anymore in New South Wales through TAFE. So they're teaching and passing on those skills, and then they're cast with high tensile brass. We're working with a second-generation stonemason in Brookvale who'll be carving all of these bits of stone through a CNC computer machine. So we love the fact that it's a completely, and the stone comes from New South Wales, it's a completely New South Wales story of Australian made using kind of antiquated crafts and obviously a lot of 3D modelling on our side and translating that into modern fabrication techniques.
And is it designed to be sat upon?
It absolutely is. It's an active memorial. And if you think back about the memorials that came through in the kind of 60s, 70s, 80s, they were memorial swimming pools, memorial halls, memorial parks. And these are active memorials. And this is within the vein of that. This is a place for families to gather, to be, to sit on, to be part of, for it to weather, for it to gain years. And we think that is extremely important.
And have you thought much about what Australia does in terms of commemorating conflict? You know, we do have this discussion about whether it is somber or whether it has become, you know, maybe too much veering towards glorifying conflict. How have you thought about this in the design?
Look, in some ways, this has been an amazing learning opportunity for me, myself. And I've thought about it in terms of not creating a loud space, but creating a space that's very quiet. And hopefully what that invites in terms of your question is a form of commemoration that is personal. It's not marked by what we should be doing or what we've seen being done, but can be a place to sit alone, to sit with families together. And I think, you know, if there was one outcome, that would be it that I'd like to achieve.
Billy, it's been delightful hearing about your thinking on this. Congratulations on the design. It is stunning.
Oh, thank you. Thanks, Hamish.
That's architect Billy Maynard. I encourage you to go online and have a look. Just search for the Domain War Memorial Design. The architect